This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We had another shooting. We didn't get a chance to talk about it yesterday because I was talking about the Walmart shootings. It's almost like the post office shootings of the past or the school shootings or police shootings. And one thing that links all these shootings, folks, is the craziness of the left. These shootings showcase what leftism has done to the good old United States of America. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So these podcasts are becoming much more popular. It's riding with a kiddo who's a graphics artist or some media guy, and he was talking to me about it. That's all he listens to now. Many people who are in the Uber drivers, cab drivers, things like that, they listen to podcasts. Many youngsters, that's where they're getting their news. So as much as I'm happy that we're on terrestrial radio, I'm happy that our show is also available in podcast at kjradio.com. And the reason that I try to do the show in such a way that I don't care what's happening, the day that it happens, 2 days later, or breaking news, is I want each show to be in its own encapsulated version of what you could go back to and listen to anytime you want, and it would still be relevant. That's how we try to do the show. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with us. 844-551-8255 if you want to chime in. So this is a showcase of leftism. And I know that the left hates hearing the truth. They want to blame guns. But the true blame when it comes to these types of shootings belongs to Democrats. Whether it's a school shooting, a business shooting, a drive-by in a black neighborhood, you name it, leftists are the people committing it 90-plus percent of the time. They're more consistent than the black vote for Democrats. That's right. Welcome to Truth Talk Radio, Kevin Jackson's show. And I know there are people that want to believe I have a dog in the fight. I don't. My only dog in the fight is making America safer, making America better. That's it. If the Republicans were doing what the Democrats are doing, I'd be saying the same thing and I'd be a Democrat. It's that simple. But they're not. It's the Democrats. I know a lot of people who shirk from the idea that Democrats ruined America, but it is in fact the truth. We have sick people who have nowhere to go. They can't go to insane asylums because the Democrats have said it's inhumane to call somebody insane, sick, mad, you know, whatever, crazy. You don't make them feel good when you call them that. They get off their meds and they kill somebody or do something else. So what? Temporary insanity, a couple of days in the hospital and they're back on the street. They don't want them in prison. They don't want them in insane asylums. Because it's too big a shock to the system for them to be declared whatever it is that they are. Democrats created this. Go look it up. You don't have to believe me. So sick people are walking around this country, pushing people in front of subways, in front of buses, off of bridges, you name it, committing all kinds of heinous crimes because they're idiots. They're sick in the head. They are clinically ill. And Democrats say, don't make them feel bad. So what? It puts the public at risk. If we can only save one of these insane people, if we can only make one of them feel a little bit better, it's okay. So what? They go and shoot up congressmen playing a softball game. So what? They shoot up a Taco Bell or whatever, a Walmart. Who cares? Blame the gun, deflect, don't blame the victim, don't talk about the mental illness problem we have in America. More people walking around crazy than at any time in history due to Democrats and their political correctness and saying, let's not call them what they are, which is insane. And worse, Democrats have weakened people mentally to such a degree that everything causes a grievance. If I'm lying, I'd love for somebody to correct me. Call me and correct me and tell me that we are not in the grievance industry any longer, that Democrats are all healthy and, you know, well in the brain, and they aren't complaining about everything that's happening to them. It's amazing to me, excuses for everything that happens. They can't handle lactose, they can't handle gluten, so how can they be expected to handle a change in weather? You know what? Let's give it a real fancy name. Let's call it global climate change, and that'll solve their problems, because then they don't have to worry about weather changing. These things called seasons, these things called cyclical storms or cyclical weather things, No. It's catastrophic. We've got 12 years to live. Don't you know this? If you're 12 years old, you're middle-aged, kiddos. If you're 12 years old and listen to this program, good for you. You are brilliant. Thank your parents for raising such a bright young child. Somebody's killed. It's not the killer's fault, folks. It's Trump's fault, Donald Trump's fault, or it's the gun's fault. No. It's society's fault. Even better, it's America's fault. Oh, that's right. We can't say America or American because that's not inclusive enough. We have a mental health crisis, folks. It doesn't need a psychologist, doesn't need psychiatrists. It needs good old-fashioned tough love, and that's what you're getting on the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm delivering tough love. Doesn't matter whether it's Walmart in El Paso or Walmart in Mississippi or Walmart in Timbuktu. It doesn't matter what gets shot up. All it requires is tough love. And the tough love says, look, if you go to the origin of the problem, it will always go back, well, I'm going to say almost always, go back to leftism. Leftism. You know what leftism does? It creates an ecosystem where you can't fight back. You don't question it. And it puts you in a position to where you just say to yourself, it's hopeless. Look at the case of blacks. Look at the case of Latinos. And I'm talking about in these very, very poor neighborhoods surrounded by crime. Crime infestation, rat infestation, corruption based. That is what they give you. But they want you to feel good about it when it's time to vote. But they want you to feel bad about it every other time. That's what Democrats do. That's how they roll. So now, hey, got a shooting in Ohio. Bunch more people dead. Look at how many there are. It's a catastrophe. It's an epidemic. I'm going to give you an epidemic when we come back and talk to you about a shooting that you didn't hear a whole lot about in a place where shootings happen all the time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us and advertise at gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Breaking news this morning, two mass shootings, both of them taking place right here in Chicago. At least 12 people have been shot. All of this happening just after 1 o'clock this morning.
That's right, everybody. Two mass shootings happened in Chicago. Same time period as the mass shootings, pardon me, that happened at the Walmart and in Ohio. And you didn't hear much about it, did you? It's Chicago, right? Chicago, Chicago, my kind of town. How much coverage do you think it's going to get? What was funny is the coverage, and I'm going to finish playing the rest of this clip about the shooting, because these two shootings, there's some relevance to it that you need to understand about these shootings that occurred in Chicago. Two mass shootings on the same weekend. For the record, not even a big deal. Mass shootings like that happen almost every weekend in Chicago. But you get one in El Paso, and you get one in Ohio, and then people want to know, what's up? But I can tell you what's up. Leftism, that's what's up. When we play the rest of this clip, there's a couple things you'll probably take note of. One right away. you'll see the bias in the report. So let's hear it. Let's give it a listen.
CBS 2's V. Nguyen joining us now live from Mount Sinai Hospital, where several of the victims were taken.
Suzanne, good morning. This has just been a heartbreaking morning for so many families impacted by this gun violence. We know that doctors have been so busy treating patients here at Mount Sinai Hospital that the emergency room is now on a bypass, meaning they are no longer accepting ambulances at this hour. Now, the latest shooting happened at 18th and Keeler Avenue around 3:40 a.m. Police say four men were shot. One of them died at the scene, and three others were taken to Mount Sinai Hospital in fair to good condition. We talked to a man outside the hospital who says his 33-year-old son was killed in this shooting. He says his son got off work last night and went to hang out with some friends when someone shot them.
This is our second son that we lost to violence. And it's in this city. It's like it's not even safe to live here. And just because you got a different color skin or you economically disadvantaged doesn't mean that you have to live up under these type of situations.
Earlier in the night, police got a call for multiple people shot at Douglas Park near Roosevelt and Francisco. At the scene, police found five victims. The victims, two men and three women, are between 19 and 25 years old. Police say a 21-year-old man was taken to Mount Sinai in critical condition along with two women in Stable. We know a 20-year-old man and a 19-year-old woman were taken to Stroger in Stable. Police believe the victims were standing at Douglas Park when someone in a black Camaro pulled up and shot them. Now, we know two more victims, two men from that same shooting, showed up here at Mount Sinai. They are stable this morning. Police are still looking for the gunmen in these two separate shootings, but they tell us that witnesses are not cooperating with their investigation at 18th and Keeler.
All right, that's enough. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. So, Chicago violence. And I love how the girl said it. Families impacted by gun violence. Yeah. Impacted by gun violence. It's the guns, right? Chicago, where they're not even supposed to have them. Anybody think these are legal guns? What about the people who want normal health care, the Obamacare folks? Where are they getting their care from? The same hospital that's no longer accepting ambulances? That's Obamacare? Now, I want you to think about who was shot and killed. For the record, at the end of the weekend, they said three people shot, 30-something people, three people killed, 30-something shot. That's a good tame weekend in Chicago, because usually it'll be 6 to 7 people killed, 38 to 40 people shot. Typical. But it's gun violence. These guns, man, tough to control. Who was saying, that's the second son we've lost. How many kids does this man have? What does it take for him to say, you know what, I don't want to live here anymore? Because I think I heard him say it. I think I heard him say something along the fact of, you kill because of different color skin or economic disadvantage. You shouldn't have to live this way. He's exactly right. He shouldn't have to live in a crap hole. Like Chicago, like Baltimore, like Cleveland, like Cincinnati, like Detroit, like L.A., the same places that Donald Trump's talking about where violence isn't even reported when it's multiple mass shootings in a single freaking night. But let Alyssa Milano come on Twitter and tell you all about what's going on in Ohio. Or tell you all about what's going on in El Paso. But she won't make a sound about Chicago or Cleveland or Nasty Natty or Baltimore. I'm talking about when these places are just riddled with violence. Won't say a word. Doesn't care one bit about black violence. They only care about the violence they can make hay over. And let me ask you, how often is a Walmart shot up? Disgruntled employee shoots up Mississippi. One shoots up, somebody shoots up one in El Paso. When was the last one? Let me tell you when the last time people got shot and killed in Chicago. Yesterday, You want to know when it was before that? The day before. You want to know when it was before that? The day before that. The only reason why we bother to worry about it on the weekend is because we've taken a break. So we say, what happened over that 2+ day period called the weekend? How many people together got shot and or killed? Because it's happening every day. It's all day, every day, 24/7. The only thing that comes close to a respite is when it's cold in the winter, when the murder rate in Chicago drops quite a bit. But in the summer, it's hell to be in Chicago. It's hell to be anywhere a Democrat is. What else is in common about these killings? Douglas Park, 5 victims, 2 men, 3 women between the ages of 19 and 25. Anybody want to bet me they're not Asian? Anybody want to bet me they're not white? Anybody want to bet me they're not even Hispanic? Anybody want to take the Vegas odds, high odds, that they're black? See, I can tell you that the guy, the 4 people who were killed in the drive with the car just pulling up, and they shot the 4 black guys, one of whom died. I can tell you they were black because I saw the guy interview, and his son was black. The guy that was killed was black. But I'm going to bet you money that Douglas Park is in a black part of Chicago, run by a black alderman, run by a member of the Congressional Black Circus, and nobody cares. They don't care about that violence. Anybody think the cops just went on a hunt and decided, you know what, we're going to go shoot and kill 3 people and wound 36 others just to show these Negroes how bad we really are up in this Chicago PD? I suspect not. I suspect it was black-on-black crime. Anyway, we'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As President Trump prepares to visit the city of Dayton, Ohio, the site of a deadly mass murder over the weekend, Democratic Mayor Nan Whaley says she hopes the president thinks carefully about the reasons he's coming.
I can only hope that as President of the United States that he's coming here because he wants to add value to our community, and he recognizes that that's what our community needs.
The U.S. is saying that China is a currency manipulator for the first time since 1994. National Security Advisor John Bolton, appearing on Fox and Friends, lists off some of the reasons why the Trump administration is taking a tougher line on China.
Decades of Chinese misbehavior, decades of China not living up to its commitments, fundamentally stealing our intellectual property, engaging in forced technology transfers, discriminating against American and other foreign companies.
USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Just in case you're wondering, these mass shootings that are going on are just a deflection. Democrats love these mass shootings because then you can take your mind off of Mueller. You can take your mind off of Epstein. You can take your mind off of the Clintons going down, Barack Obama ultimately being prosecuted, many people within the Barack Obama administration going to prison. So let's focus on these guns again. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I can't wait to see the Inspector General's report, given what we already know. But now, we get even more amazing news from crooked James Comey. Now, they've said Comey was waging a private investigation on Trump that was off the grid. Maybe we'll cover that a little bit, just to put this into perspective. But the American Center for Law and Justice, the ACLJ, headed by Jay Sekulow, got copies of the immunity agreements between Cheryl Mills and Heather Samuelson, part of Hillary's staff, during the email scandal. And the revelation is just amazing. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Here's what I can tell you about immunity deals cut in advance by James Comey and his FBI before these people... Before the FBI even knew what to ask him. Here, listen, we're going to give you immunity, but you got to tell us all this, blah, blah, blah. And I can only imagine Cheryl Mills and Heather Samuelson going, you're going to give us immunity in advance without even knowing? Okay, done. Let's do this. We know Comey's crooked. And as I said the other day on my show, I said, Comey getting out of this, you know, he was giving up information that he shouldn't have given up. Nothing. It's nothing in comparison to what they have on him. They want Comey to feel safe. Comey will not be vindicated, folks. Don't worry about it. I got a guy sends me stuff all the time. He's the biggest worrier. Art, man, I love getting your messages, but everything that comes up, do you think it's, woe is me. There's nothing for us to worry about. Anyway, as this, you could probably guess, the information was not given willingly to the ACLJ, as Clinton had promised. Instead, the information came after years of litigation by ACLJ attorneys, since the government refused to give the documents over in FOIA requests. That's Freedom of Information Act request. But they finally got them. Cheryl Mills, you may recall, worked as Clinton's chief of staff when she was Secretary of State before becoming her attorney during the email scandal, which is a strange turn of events when you think about it. She was her secretary, her right-hand person when Clinton was Secretary of State. And then when the email scandal came up, she says, hey, the best way for me to protect you is I become your attorney, then there's attorney-client privilege. I don't think it's an escape. I don't think it's a way out. I think they should be able to question her as her chief of staff and say this all came up before you were attorney-client. Anyway, Heather Samuelson worked on Clinton's 2008 campaign, became Clinton's senior advisor at the State Department, as well as her White House liaison. Interestingly, like Mills, Samuelson would later become one of Clinton's personal attorneys during the email scandal. Yet another one of those strange deals where you know a lot, so let me make you my attorney, therefore we'll have attorney-client privilege. I'm guessing pretty soon we're going to find out Clinton's got nothing but attorneys. She don't even have any friends. But she didn't even need it because she had a Trump card by the name of James Comey. Here's what Front Page Magazine said. The immunity agreements issued by the government were crafted so that the agencies could extract information from the parties, despite the fact this is not necessary because DOJ has the power to require that information be turned over. Clinton kept classified emails on a private server in violation of federal law. The immunity agreements reveal that both Cheryl Mills and Heather Samuelson were actively involved in a cover-up of these emails as well as in the destruction of evidence. Now, the switch from Clinton staffer to Clinton attorneys. The article explains, according to Jay Sekulow, the executive director of the ACLJ, it is extremely unusual for someone involved in a criminal cover-up who needs an immunity deal to ensure the evasion of jail time later becomes the attorney representing the other potential criminal or co-conspirator. I would venture to say you agree that if you've been part of the cover-up, you certainly shouldn't get immunity. You should probably get more scrutiny. Subsequently, Mills and Samuel finally gave the computers over to the FBI, which per their agreements limited the FBI's investigation. The FBI agreed to limit the method by which the emails instigated would be obtained, the scope of files which would be investigated, and the time frame parameters for investigated emails. So in other words, the FBI agreed in the immunity contracts not to do a full investigation on the Clinton emails. To make matters worse, again, per the immunity documents, the FBI agreed to destroy the computers that had the backup emails. That's right. The FBI actually agreed to destroy evidence. I just want to let that sink in for a bit. Immunity for two co-conspirators, people involved in a cover-up, and then you get the FBI to agree to destroy the evidence after the fact? Folks, that's cahoots. There's no other way to describe it. It's flat out cahoots. Jim Jordan references during the Mueller hearings. He says the FBI used the bleach bit to purge the server so the information could never be assessed in the future and use hammers to smash the cell phones involved. In other words, the FBI and DOJ participated in the destruction of evidence, in effect constituting a conspiracy between the Obama DOJ under Lynch and the Comey-led FBI to cover up Clinton's crimes. And you wonder why I'm waiting on the IG report. I don't think anything like this has ever been done in history. By any standard, folks, Clinton and most of her staff should be in prison. And I don't even care about the security breaches. I would say, you know what? Give it a pass. Get everybody else out of jail that may have the same reason, but give it a pass. Because that crime pales in comparison to what Clinton and team are actually covering up. And you know all the things they're covering up. Clinton's pay-for-play scams with the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton Global Initiative. Nothing more than a racketeering and laundering scheme for the richest, most wealthiest despots in the world. The Clintons have collected billions, tens of billions of dollars that they've laundered through their charity, cleansed, taken their cut, given back to these despots. It's clean money. That's what the game is. That's how it gets played. I know many Americans believe these people aren't going to face justice, and I don't believe it at all. I believe the executioner awaits Clinton and many of these Obama-era Democrats. And all of this hinged on, and here you go, broken record, it hinged on Hillary Clinton winning. The reason why you are so despised is because the power brokers of the New World Order, the people that want to run the governments all around the world with a group of solid participants, willing participants, willing to sell their citizens down the river, or up the river, I don't know which one works better, but put you up the river, is saying, okay, we're going to put all the pieces together to where you can be as corrupt as you want to be. I mean, folks, this is not just happening in America. It happens all over. We're shocked by it, but we shouldn't be. It's been happening to us for decades. We've been enriching the richest people in America, or those that join in the game, like Barack Obama. But how do you go from being practically broke to being worth $150, $200 million? How do you do that? As President of the United States. I mean, I get it. Bill Clinton did it. Barack Obama did it. The Bush family, as far as I know, didn't take advantage of it. But let me tell you, the Democrats take full advantage of it. And they're going to get their justice. Because all of it, I don't care who's involved. I don't care if the Bushes were crooked, get them too. For those Democrats listening to the program, I'm going to repeat that. If the Bushes are crooked, get them too. Get George H.W. and get George W. Get them both. I don't have any sacred cows here. I want a non-corrupt government. I want a government of the people, by the people. But we don't have that. And this case right here showcases you everything you need to know about what you thought government was for you. Doesn't represent you. I'm not on a crusade. Most of us don't even have to care. If we left it alone, we could go live our lives and nobody would miss us and we wouldn't miss life. We would enjoy it to the hilt. Problem is, you got kids and grandkids. When does it end? Which of them is going to end up in the hooscow for something they didn't do, or accused of something that they didn't do and serving jail time for? It's going to happen.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There is a new civil war in America, and it began decades ago, but it really began in earnest in 2008. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Civil war led by racist Democrats determined to enslave all of America, not just blacks who were sold into slavery from Africa. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You are a slave in America, whether you believe it or not. You've been sold into slavery by politicians that claim they represented you when all they really did was fleece you. All your representatives were really there to do was to convince you of the craziness of leftism. Now, you can call me partisan, but I'm not. I'm a pragmatist. When I talk about the craziness of leftism, I tell you, identify your problem. I can give you the solution and then ask yourself, why doesn't that solution get implemented? It's common sense. I'm no swami. I'm no guru. I'm just a purveyor of common sense. Problem in the black community. Okay, great. Where do most black communities reside? I'm talking about en masse. Major cities. Who runs major cities? Democrats, usually black Democrats. Who runs all of the political power structure? Democrats, usually black Democrats. Your police chief's probably black. Your school board members are probably black. Your city council members are black. Your mayor is probably black. The city councilman that runs your city in that particular area is probably black. And a Democrat. Explain to me where the problem is. Yeah, not a Republican in sight, not a conservative in sight. And yet, who do these people blame for all their problems? They blame Republicans and conservatives. They got a gun problem, they blame the gun, and then they say it's a Republican or a conservative. They have a crime problem, a rat infestation problem, you name it, you're to blame, and you're nowhere to be found. Now, that doesn't even make sense at all. Yet we are in this vicious cycle because the Civil War is a one-sided war. You're not at war with them. They're in war with you, and you're neutral. You're out there going, I just want what's best for the country. Well, if you really wanted that, then you'd go to war. You know what I'm talking about? Because if somebody's fighting you and you don't fight back, you can call yourself a pacifist, but I'm going to call you what you are, which is a pansy. Because who's going to win that war? I hate to tell you, Gandhi. I hate to tell you, Martin Luther King. You ain't going to win it. Your passive resistance is not going to cut it. You're going to have to get in this fight. You're going to have to get in the face of people who are in the midst of a civil war. They want you to believe that a feckless, no account, half black dude who won't show you his grades, who probably lied from where he was born or who his daddy was or how his fake daddy made his living or whatever. They want you to believe he was the smartest guy in the world. He couldn't run a lemonade stand. Then, on top of that, they want you to believe that an accomplished graduate of Wharton who will proudly show you his grades, who you know exactly who he, where he's from, who his daddy was, who his mama was, and how he came to be. They want you to believe that this self-made billionaire is the product of a broken system that would have made anybody successful under those circumstances. And they also want you to hate his daddy and hate his family and hate everything he's about. Oh, why? Why? Because he didn't put a D after his name. Because he didn't let Hillary Clinton win when she was supposed to win. So the Civil War rages on. And you voted for that man. Who, by the way, black people applauded, lauded, in fact, people like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, the biggest race pimps on the planet, lauded the man, and suddenly he's a racist. Al Sharpton was on TV the other day talking about Trump like he was a racist. The very man who gave him one of these National Action Committee or whatever, National Action League awards, one of Sharpton's fake organization awards for being a solid citizen. There's a civil war. The civil war is white against black. The civil war is male, female against male. The civil war is straight against homosexual. The civil war is whatever they decide to make it for that day. It is the flavor of the day. The civil war is you wore red and then you get the memo you're supposed to wear blue. Crips and Bloods. That's what they do. They want a civil war. They want you mad, they want you upset about something, anything, it doesn't even matter, because these clowns are all about just keeping things in your face. Meanwhile, they're very slick. They know what to keep out of your face. Robert Mueller, they don't want him in your face. They want Mueller to go away now. They want to try to make some hay with the Mueller testimony when there's no hay to be made. They want to make some hay with the Russian collusion when there's no hay to be made. They want to make some hay with Donald Trump is a racist for talking about Baltimore. Really? Well, it's funny, because all the black folks that are now talking about Baltimore, are they racist too? Enjoy, conservatives. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. Enjoy this. Enjoy the nonsense of the left. Enjoy all the things that they do, because let me tell you something. They expose ugly, they expose lunacy, they expose hypocrisy, they expose irony better than anybody. And thank the Lord above for bringing Donald Trump and making it happen, because Donald Trump doesn't back down from it. That's the difference. Most of the other candidates, I would venture to tell you almost every other political candidate who ran as a Republican would have backed down multiple times under the assault that Donald Trump has taken. Yep. New civil war. More blood on the hands of Democrats. Heavy.com found that the Twitter account of the alleged Dayton, Ohio shooter promoted Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Antifa, leftism, socialism, Satan, strong anti-ICE rhetoric. He called the terrorists who attacked the ICE facility in Tacoma a martyr. Yeah, you're not going to hear a lot about this guy. You're going to hear a lot about guns, but you're not going to hear about a lot about him. There's also a rumor that the person who attacked El Paso wasn't really a Republican. I don't know whether he was or he wasn't. Here's what I'll tell you. I'll make you a bet that you'll find out he's not nearly as Republican as they make him sound. See, conservatives, we don't do radical things like this for the most part. I'm not going to exclude us, you know, 100%. But we have better things to do. We're not looking to go hunt down Mexicans or whatever. We're not that radical. Even, look, they want to put people like the KKK and neo-Nazis in the conservative take. I don't buy it. Oh, why? Well, their religion is such and such. Don't try to conflate things and try to make it appear as though these belong to us. But here's what I'm going to make you bet. I'm going to make you bet as they dig into this guy who shot up El Paso, they're going to find out he was much more leftist than he was rightist. I've told you guys many times, don't believe the hype of the left. They are lying scumbags who will do anything to promote their narrative. And let me tell you what else they would do. They would pay people right now, if they could, to continue mass shootings. They would pay them. Oh, you listen to Kevin Jackson. I'm giving you the real skinny. You know it and I know it. If they could figure out a way to create mayhem and it not get back to them and it would promote their narrative, they would do it in a New York second. They don't care. You and I would never scheme to create massive mayhem or anything on behalf of this nation, even if it was against these clowns. We wouldn't do it. We wouldn't plot to go shoot up their baseball games or, you know, do whatever devious things they have. But let me tell you, they are plotting against you because you are in the midst of a civil war. That's right. Blood on the hands of the Democrats. Neil deGrasse Tyson tweeted about the shootings. He says, in the past 48 hours, U.S. has horrifically lost 34 people to mass shootings. He hasn't done the math because he didn't count Chicago and other places. But he says, on average, in the 48 hours, we lose 500 people to medical errors, 300 to the flu, 250 to suicide, 200 to car accidents, 40 to homicide via handgun. Often our emotions respond more to spectacle than to data. And he's catching pure H-E double crooked socks for that. Yeah. Degrassi. I don't agree with him on much, but I can agree with him on the statistics. There are many, many more things we could be concerned about, but the left doesn't care about that. One of my friends tweeted, stop analyzing outcomes. Let's look at the root causes of these shootings. The breakdown of family, the removal of God, decreased human interaction, increase in isolation, lack of empathy, sharp increase in mental illness, irresponsible culture, all indubitably contributing to the mass shootings, all indubitably contributing to what leftists contribute. That is leftism at its finest, the best definition of leftism you'll hear.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.